I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Governor John Hickenlooper has vetoed 5 bills in the last several business days on everything from marijuana consumption to tobacco prices to open records for autopsies. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The governor called a proposal to restrict conflicts of interest on the Sex Offender Management Board overly broad and redundant. He says a bill that would have allowed dispensaries to apply for a tasting room license violates the Constitution and Amendment 64 because, quote, marijuana consumption may not be conducted openly or publicly in a manner that endangers others. Hickenlooper also vetoed a bill that would have banned the public from viewing autopsy reports on the deaths of minors. He said an informed public has societal benefits for all at-risk children, present and future. This is the last week for Hickenlooper to either sign, veto, or let bills become law without his signature. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The executive director of CDOT announced today Colorado will greatly benefit from $90 million in federal grants that complete funding to improve 2 vital transportation corridors in the state. El Paso County received $65 million that will go toward improvements to the I-25 South Gap project, and CDOT received $25 million that will help fund a shoulder express lane on I-70. The I-25 South Gap project will focus on widening an 18-mile segment of interstate from Monument to Castle Rock by adding an express lane in each direction. Motorists may choose the express lane for a variable toll. Tolls would be higher during peak travel times. The project will also widen shoulders and build additional wildlife crossings. CDOT is on track to begin construction by late summer of this year. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.